Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of P&L. Season 1, we covered the stock market basics, and you should be able to familiarize yourself with the market. Season 2 is more geared towards technical analysis, and more specifically, price action. My goal with this season is to familiarize yourself with charts and support and resistance. The topics that we're going to cover will include price action, news and volume, different chart types, indicators, chart patterns and trends, supply and demand, and finally, support and resistance. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, in the next few segments and episodes, we're going to jump in depth into each of those topics. In episode 2, we will talk about price action. Basically, price action is what you see when you look at a stock chart. It represents historical price data, and oftentimes it'll show the volume as well. This is the foundation of technical analysis, and every number represented on the chart is very important to how we analyze a stock, future, option, currency. Oftentimes, price action will show you the trend. When we cover these topics, you will need to visualize what we are talking about. And I will also challenge you to go and look up different types of charts or a specific chart. In episode 3, we will discuss news. Now, why is news important to price action? Because it provides volume, and the more volume we have, the more liquidity, which means the price moves more quickly. This will include topics such as earnings reports or any other stock-related information, presidential elections, or other federal announcements. My goal is to help you find it, track it, and utilize it to your advantage. I will refer to some websites where we can find reoccurring news events and when earnings reports will happen. In episode 4, we are going to discuss the different types of charts. Now, there are basically two categories of charts, time-dependent and time-independent. So time-dependent charts basically plot price over time. So for example, that would be a candlestick chart or a line chart. The independent charts would include things such as the tick chart or the Kagi chart. We also want to talk about different types of charts that average price, which in my opinion, we should steer clear of because we want to focus on price action. These will help us see support and resistance. In episode 5, we will discuss indicators. These topics will include things such as RSI, MACD, moving averages, Bollinger Bands, and I'm going to go into some of the calculations on how these are calculated. And my goal with discussing this is to help you come to the conclusion that price action is the most important, because these are all calculated from price action, which indicates that they are lagging indicators. They will not predict further price movement. Oftentimes, people will use these to represent accumulation or distribution. But at the end of the day, they're all derived from price action. In episode 6, we are going to discuss chart patterns and trends. Now, there are basically two different categories of patterns, bullish and bearish. We will cover the popular topics such as head and shoulders or wedges. A head and shoulders often represents a reversal trend. A wedge often represents a continuation. Along with that, when we discuss trends, we will look at up and down trends. So basically, an uptrend is when you see consistent price up movement, and a downtrend is the exact opposite. A downtrend is when you see consistent down price movement. I also want to discuss how these patterns and trends change depending on which time frame you're looking at, whether it's a big time frame or a small time frame. In episode 7, we will discuss supply and demand. We will also cover the definition of supply and demand and the thought process behind the concept. This will help us refer to a price action chart and decide whether it's cheap or expensive. Supply and demand can often show us accumulation and distribution on a chart. This will be represented often by chopping of price, so when price moves up and down. We can also look at the momentum or speed of price as it's moving into this accumulation or distribution. Finally, in episode 8, we will cover support and resistance. This is the bread and butter of the market. We'll talk about in a move up coming to resistance and in a move down coming to support. This will be the most important topic we cover, and hopefully by the time we get to episode 8, you're well versed in different chart types and why price action is really important. In this episode's challenge, I want you to get a TradingView account. I also want you to sign up for investing.com. Investing.com will be useful in finding useful news. So in today's episode, we talked about all the topics that we're going to cover in season 2. We split each into an episode and gave a little bit of information about each topic. So for example, we talked about price action, news and volume, different chart types, indicators and how they're lagging, chart patterns and trends, supply and demand, and support and resistance.